interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. We are halfway through February. Yes, White Glove Love Month all February long. A big shout out to my team at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. You know, we are headquartered right here in this community. We love to support not just our vendors and community partners, be it those chambers and realtor associations, as well as, of course, our customers with all of their needs for the heavy lifting, whether it's one piece or many. Perhaps it's just a renovation and things are shifted internally or brought into short-term storage, or maybe it's a big, full pack and move across the street, state, or country as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. We love to be able to make that an easy, achievable, pleasurable experience from start to finish. It's always a free estimate, bringing folks into and out of Florida, though locally headquartered. And one of our favorite things about being locally headquartered is that we can do so much with the variety of nonprofits and terrific organizations that give back to our residents year-round. And on today's show is a prime example of one of those incredible community partners. The Treasure Coast Children's Museum is a true treasure for our region. It's located in the most beautiful park with the gorgeous Indian River in its background, and it brings so much joy to families, and there's so many opportunities to get involved in events. And one of these events, because let's face it, as grown-ups, we're sometimes kids at heart, is the ability for ladies to come together and have some fun. And this is, in fact, a time-honored tradition. Tammy Calabria, she's our executive director there at the Treasure Coast Children's Museum. Darling, when did this event start?
So back in 2007, before the museum opened, we held our first purse party event. So we've been doing the purse party each year. So we kind of sprinkled in these ladies' night out events for people who were working during the day and couldn't attend the purse party. So we created this little mini purse party, and we call it Ladies' Night Out. And we have vendors, and we still do a purse raffle and a purse auction. And this will be our sixth Ladies' Night Out.
Oh, wow. So this is like a one time per year, or this is in conjunction with other little ones leading up to the big event?
So what we've decided to do is we have purse party every other year, and then we have our gala. So the years that we have our gala, we have Ladies Night Out because it's such a popular event and ladies still want to shop for those purses, and we still have purses that our community donates. So instead of not having the purse party and not having anything for purses, we've sprinkled in these ladies' nights out every alternate year.
I see. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And that's smart. You know, you're still creating and filling the need while also ensuring that you're able to cover a couple of different bases. And when did the Children's Museum open?
We opened August 2nd, 2008. So we just celebrated 15 years, which
I've
been here
for
all 15 and
love
it still.
A labor of love, yes. That's terrific. Now, because this is an event that is really just less than a week away, I'm really excited to have your new community outreach liaison, the one, the only, the beautiful Christina McIntosh, give our listeners a little detail about the event set for February 22nd so that we can all plan accordingly and hopefully be called to action to procure our tickets while there's still a little bit of time available. Christina, is this your first Ladies' Night Out?
It's my first ladies' night out on the planning side of it.
So you fell in love with the event so much, and you love the organization to such a degree that you said, sign me up, put me in, coach, let's do this.
That's pretty much how it happened. I was looking for something else to fulfill a void with my kids away at college, and the museum's always been a passion of mine. It ties in so much with teaching, and Ladies Night Out has always been a well-loved event. It's always extremely well-attended, so we are very excited.
Great. All right. Well, give us a little scoop. Now, this has a theme. We're calling it the Night of Glamour, Generosity, and Local Flair, huh?
We are. So, you know, it's a fun night. Oftentimes, as ladies, we are so busy. We are multitasking. We have so much on our plate. So it's a night to get dressed up, not like gala dressed up yet, that's later in the year, but get dressed up, go out with our girlfriends, have some boutique shopping going on, some cocktails, some past hors d'oeuvres, some dancing, and just a night of pure fun and entertainment.
Beautiful. All right, so where is the event going to be held?
This year, we are going to host the event at the Flagler Center in downtown Stuart. It has a beautiful layout with three separate rooms, and we will be taking over all three of those rooms. That gives us the opportunity to spread our vendors out, our spa services, our food, our music, and just allows a beautiful flow of traffic for those that are attending.
Very true. I like it. And of course, an evening like this can't happen without sponsors.
That is very correct. And we have been very blessed by an entire generous lineup of sponsors. Miss Karen Boren is our presenting sponsor. Do you want me to read through all of our sponsors or just our top sponsors?
Well, I wanted to make sure that we recognize Miss Karen Boren. But yes, let's go over a couple of your top sponsors. I think that that's swell.
So, Miss Karen Boren is our presenting sponsor, and our couture level sponsor is Donna DeMarchi with the Uberst Law Firm. Both women are extremely integral in our community. We have Miss Marcia Setta, who also became a top sponsor for us as well. And we have a whole list, so they're all listed on our website, but they've really come out because of the popularity of this event.
Absolutely. Now,
hold on. I have to mention someone else, Anna.
Of course.
We have the most wonderful MC, thanks to the extreme generosity of White Glove Moving and Storage. I don't know if you know her. Her name is just like yours. It's Anna.
It's got a little world ring to it.
It does. And I know that wasn't planned, but I do have to send that out because, seriously, White Glove is very generous. And to be able to give of your time and for you to be there, that ties everything together for us. And we were so grateful that you said yes.
Oh, it's my sincere honor and privilege. Now, I want to make sure you mentioned the website, because if anyone is interested in getting those tickets, they need to go to the website and reserve them now, right?
Yes. And our website is children'smuseumtc.org. And as soon as you get to the website, we very conveniently have a large button right in front of you inviting you to come and purchase your Ladies Night Out tickets, as well as raffle tickets for a Louis Vuitton purse.
Ooh, very nice. This is fancy. And the drawing for that raffle, you wouldn't have to necessarily be present to win.
You do not. So even if you're unable to attend and miss out on all the fun, you can still purchase your tickets. They are $25 each, or $5 for $100, and the purse is valued at just over $2,400.
Wow, that's incredible. And what a fun way to support the Children's Museum, and then one person is going to win. What a bonus that will be, you know? That's just
Absolutely. Really
cool, really cool. But there is VIP to be had on this particular evening of February 22nd at the Flagler Center.
Yep, and that was reserved for our top sponsors so that they could invite their fabulous friends to an extra hour prior to the event starting. So the event starts at 5:30 for the general public, but our VIPs will be arriving at 4:30. They will be treated to a champagne toast and just a little bit more space and time to go around and meet the vendors. They'll be able to get some fairy hair if they want to, complimentary. So it was just a little extra bonus.
Oh, that is a fun bonus. And if you had to take a stab at a number from a shopping perspective, all of these fun boutiques and vendors, you had mentioned three rooms where we can kind of spread out and really stroll about. How many are we anticipating being there?
We will have over 20 businesses there with their little boutique set up for shopping. So there will be something for everybody.
I love it. And then all guests are going to be given a swag bag.
Well, the first 250.
Ah.
So that
there's going to be more than that.
Well, that puts that FOMO out there. You don't want to miss out because the gifts are coming in for the swag bags. We have coupons. We have gift cards valued at over $20 that will be in the swag bags. We have so much that the community is so generously donating that they will not want to miss out on that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And this is the precursor to the gala. What is the date of the gala? What should folks be planning on and saving?
For the gala, they should be marking off November 16th on their calendars. They will not want to miss it. It will be out at Harbor Ridge. I'm not sure if I have permission to reveal the theme, but it is tied into some heartstrings, and it is going to be magical and amazing.
I love this. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Hey, question, Christina. Is the picture of the Louis Vuitton on the website also when they go to purchase the tickets for the raffle?
Of course it is.
I am a sucker for visuals. I do love good visuals. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we are chatting with two of the leading ladies at the Children's Museum of the Treasure Coast. They are having their biannual Ladies Night Out event upcoming February 22nd. There's still a few days where you can have the opportunity to jump on the website, purchase tickets to attend. It is going to be so much fun. We're hoping that, of course, if you can't come, maybe consider participating in the Louis Vuitton purse raffle. You'll see it all on the website. Christina, one more time with the website, please.
www.childrensmuseumtc.org.
Very cool. Before we go on a quick commercial break, I'd love to just give a super fast shout out to our friends at True Color Salon and Spa, largest salon in the Treasure Coast off of Old Dixie in Vero. They have stylists that can specialize in any type of hair as well as budget. But beyond hair, they also perform incredible massage, skin services, nail services. Guys are welcome, children encouraged to come in. They have snacks and beverages. Let's face it, when you are, getting fresh color and cut style, you're there for a couple of hours. So to know that True Colors is able to make it all comfortable, just know that they have evening and weekend hours with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. If you're looking for something new this season, consider True Colors and take advantage of their monthly specials. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, months, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
If you operate a small business, you need services like payroll, tax compliance, HR tools, and other resources. You need Complete Employee Solutions. Vero Beach has a team of professionals, including Anthony Sammons, Matt McCain, and Jennifer Comer, who saw the need for competent payroll, HR, and employee leasing services. Call Complete Employee Solutions at 772-978-7277 or visit their website at CompleteEmployeeSolutions.com.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs, including lots of slipcover styles from Universal Upholstery, Four Seasons, and Capri. We also have a gallery of Tommy Bahama and Lexington furniture designed for a relaxed approach to the finer things in life. And right now, all pictures, lamps, and accessories are half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and also visit our outlet and closeout store directly across the street.
Sunshine Furniture.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over two decades, two letters, one simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. You are listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. Shout out to Caliper Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. You are not a number, you are a priority. It's always a complimentary consultation. And with tax season here, you might be getting a little chunk of money back. And what a great way to reinvest it, whether it's your first home or your adding to your portfolio. Maybe you need to upsize or downsize. They have a solution and a product guaranteed to help you get into the home of your dreams. Caliper Home Loans. You will love the ladies. They will take great care of you. On today's show, we are chatting with two of the gals that make the Children's Museum of the Treasure Coast shine on the daily. Christina McIntosh is their community outreach liaison. We are just days away for the biannual Ladies Night Out. It's going to be a night of glamour, generosity, and local flair presented by Miss Karen Boren. 5:30 to 8:30, we're talking 200 plus ladies, right, Christina?
That is correct.
What fun. Now, you had mentioned delectable appetizer signature cocktails. Can you give our listeners a little idea of what that might entail?
Well, if you have been in Stewart and had the pleasure of dining at Michelina's, then you are not going to want to miss the food, because that is who is providing our past hors d'oeuvres as well as our antipasto tables that will be there, and that is all included with your ticket price.
I love it. And I am a Michelina's loyalist. In fact, just before this ladies' night out, it will be the Stewart Premier Women's Network. It's always the third Wednesday of the month. It's a luncheon from 11:30 to 1:30. Christina, you're a regular at these events, yes?
I am, because they are one of the best opportunities for networking on the Treasure Coast and one of the tastiest.
I concur, right? So on the 21st, we'll actually be having lunch at Michelina's, and that luncheon always sells out because we have to cap it at 52 ladies. The food is that good. So if you can't join us for networking luncheon, by all means, please come see us on the 22nd. And the pricing for the tickets is so reasonable, right, Christina?
The prices for the tickets, is extremely reasonable. It is only $60 per person, and that's all the way up to paying at the door.
That's incredible. Now, alongside you is Tammy Calabria. She's our executive director there at the Children's Museum of the Treasure Coast. And I just had the privilege of sitting alongside an incredible group of community partners and leaders at a breakfast that you all just hosted. There is a lot happening with the museum, including a big expansion. Isn't that right, Tammy?
That is true. That is correct. We are going before the Board of County Commission on February 20th to secure the rights for the lot just adjacent to the Children's Museum. And we will be building a science center and planetarium for the older kids. So when they age out of the Children's Museum, they can go right over to the Science Museum.
That is so exciting. And when I saw the renderings, truly, truly impressed. In a perfect world, what would be the ETA on completion for something like that?
We're hoping to break ground early 2026, and it will take about a year and a half to build.
So it's very attainable.
Yeah.
28 is one of my lucky numbers. What a
good
year that's going to be. I'm excited for you all. And one of the other things that I thought was really interesting in the community breakfast that was hosted is your understanding and willingness to create special hours for the children in the community that may have some sensitivities to a lot of people, noises. Can you share a little bit with our listeners?
I will open the sharing and then hand it to Christina, because she's really launched that whole program to an extremely elevated level. We've been doing sensory-friendly days for, oh gosh, it's been probably 12 years now. But when we brought Christina McIntosh on board, she really has elevated the opportunities for those, for the children and the family. So I'm going to let her speak to that, because all the kudos really go to her on the recent things that we're doing.
Gotta love a team effort.
So we started back in October and just kind of dipped our toes in the water. We do a trick-or-treat stroll here annually for the general public, but it is very busy. We have generally over 1,000 people that come through, and that can be very overwhelming for children with sensory needs, special needs, and so forth, as well as the parents. It's not just the kids, because then they're worrying about their children. So we dabbled in it at our regular Sensory Sunday in October and gave those children the opportunity to have their own trick-or-treat stroll in a very unstructured, so that they could do it at their pace when they wanted to, opportunity, and it was very well received. So we then had the idea of bringing about a special day for these children to meet Santa Claus, knowing that oftentimes waiting in line to get that family photo with Santa is a challenge. So thanks to the incredible sponsorship and partnership we have with Colorado Pawn and Jewelry, we were able to make arrangements for Santa to fly in that morning, and he was able to sit with the kids. The families had their own time slot. We did give them the one rule that there are no apologies allowed, which is very common for parents with children with special needs, and they could just have those moments to create those memories outside of the public eye, where sometimes they feel judged. And so our most recent event was a Valentine's party yesterday, where the children were able to exchange Valentines, make crafts. We had a partnership with an organization called Socially Synced, who brought in a team of therapists so that if the kids were having problems or the parents needed an extra hand, they were there to assist and provide compassionate help.
That is amazing. And to think that that is just one of the offerings. Birthday parties, field trips, you name it. Ladies and gentlemen, come out and support. Buy raffle tickets. Join us at Ladies Night Out, February 22nd. Christina, Tammy, thank you so much for being on this broadcast. We'll see you at the event.